Burlington, Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 and 6. Please stand together with me out of honor to God and his word as I read. Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 and 6. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. Thank you. May be seated. By way of introduction, as we look at Arlington National Cemetery, the etymology, in other words, where that word Arlington comes from, it's the Old English. The T-O-N on the end means estate. The I-N-G means named. And the A-R-L comes from Alfred. So really, Arlington National Cemetery, it sounds really fancy. It means Alfred's place, is actually what it means, Alfred's place. Arlington was the home of George Washington Parke Custis. He was the grandson of Martha Washington and the step-grandson of George Washington. And he built Arlington House as a memorial to his adopted grandfather, George Washington. Now, Custis willed the property to his daughter, Mary, who married Robert E. Lee of Confederate Army fame. Robert E. Lee lived at Arlington. He managed the estate, but he never owned it. Arlington was seized and occupied by the Union Army as a strategic vantage point from which to defend Washington, D.C. As you look at this picture here, this is a contemporary picture of from Arlington, but you can see all of the city, all of the government buildings and so on, and that is why this land was seized and occupied by the Union Army to protect Washington, D.C. Now, originally, the Civil War dead were buried here at Arlington. General Meigs, quartermaster of the U.S. Army, ordered that the graves be placed as close to Arlington House as possible. In fact, the tombs of the Civil War unknowns was placed in the Rose Garden of the Arlington House. These measures were to ensure that Lee's family never returned to Arlington. But when it comes to Arlington National Cemetery, there are some notable graves there. Two presidents are buried at Arlington. Four Supreme Court justices are buried there. There are some famous people also buried at Arlington. One musical, and you think you know this person, but you don't, Glenn Miller, the chairman of our deacons, not him, but Glenn Miller, the musician, is buried there. There are military people buried there, famous military people, like Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier from World War II, and medical people like Walter Reed. There are astronauts buried at Arlington. There are athletes buried at Arlington. And there are unknowns buried at Arlington. In fact, the picture you see in front of you there, the Civil War unknowns, there are 2,111 Civil War soldiers buried in that tomb. And then, of course, as we looked at a few weeks ago, the tomb of the unknown soldier. There's an unknown soldier from World War I, there's an unknown soldier from World War II, and there's an unknown soldier from Korea. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, this tomb is guarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by the United States Army 3rd Regiment. And there are qualifications. Not just anybody can guard this tomb. There are physical qualifications you must meet. There are intellectual qualifications you must meet. There are practical qualifications you must meet. You must have a perfect military record. And there are geographical qualifications you must meet. You must know the location of every important tomb in Arlington National Cemetery. But do you know why this tomb is guarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? It has been ever since 1937, and the reason is because people used to go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and have picnics on it. And because people were picnicking on that tomb, the soldiers came in and began to guard it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Here's some interesting facts about Arlington National Cemetery. It was originally a potter's field to bury military dead whose families could not afford their return home. So during Civil War times, people didn't have a lot of money to bring back their soldiers from wherever they lived, and so they would be buried at Arlington Cemetery. The Supreme Court ruled in 1882 that the federal government had illegally seized the land from the Custis family. Big surprise. And even so, the Custis family never repossessed the land. The Custis family sold the land to the federal government for $15 million. How much is that worth now? The first official Decoration Day, what we call Memorial Day, was held at Arlington National Cemetery in 1868. And as the choir just sang, about 400,000 soldiers are buried there at Arlington National Cemetery. So that's kind of an introduction to Arlington. But let's go back to our text this morning, Deuteronomy 34. Let me read it again. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in a valley of the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knows of his sepulcher unto this day. The first thing I want you to see from this passage is that Moses died. Moses died. Now, we all know that Moses had amazing experiences. He had an amazing career. I mean, think about it. He lived as Pharaoh's son. He liberated the Hebrews from Egypt. He was the great lawgiver, including giving the Ten Commandments. He led Israel through the wilderness to the Promised Land. But he died. Even though Moses had this amazing experience, even though Moses was an amazing leader, he died. If you look in verse 7 of our text, Moses was 120 years old when he died. It says there he was in good health. It says his eyes were still strong. He still had his strength. He wasn't ill. So why did he die? Well, Moses died because he was finished. The task that God gave Moses to do, Moses completed. And when he completed that task, then God allowed him to die. Moses died. But my friends, remember this. Everyone dies. Everyone dies. You're going to die. I'm going to die. I already died a year and a half ago. I'm going to die again. Everybody dies. We're reminded of that in the scriptures in Hebrews 9:27. It says, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Everyone dies. Soldiers and sailors die. Sometimes they die while serving. Sometimes they die after they've served. But everyone dies. The greatest and the least must meet the same eventuality. Everyone dies. So let me ask you this morning, point blank, are you ready to die? You're going to die. Are you ready to die? You need to get ready in a practical sense. You need to make sure you got your insurance taken care of, your funeral plans, make sure you filled out your will. How about relationships in your life that aren't what they should be? Fix those relationships. Maybe you have a bucket list. There's some things you want to do. You know why it's called a bucket list? Because you want to do these things before you kick the bucket. That's why it's called that. Okay? So these are practical ways to get ready to die because you're going to die. But more importantly, you need to be ready to die spiritually. Because you will be judged based on what you have done with Jesus. That's how you'll be judged, based on what you've done with Jesus. Have you received him? Have you received Jesus as your Savior? Do you believe that he died on the cross to pay for your sins, that he was buried for your sins, that he rose again the third day? Have you received him or have you rejected him? You will be judged after you die based on what you have done with Jesus. There are no other criteria. It's not going to work. You say, well, I was a good person. Well, I went to church. Well, I sang in the choir. None of these work. There is one criterion. What have you done with Jesus? Have you received him or have you rejected him? And so we see Moses died. Secondly, I want you to see that God buried Moses. God buried Moses. Look back at the text. It says there, he, verse 6, and that's referring to God, and he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. Moses has the unique honor of being buried by God himself. God only knows where Moses was buried. Now, why is that? Well, this kept Moses' grave from becoming a national shrine. God knew that if those people knew where Moses was, he was such an amazing leader, they would keep going back there and venerating that grave. And so God took care of the burial, and he didn't let anybody else know where it was. God only knows where Moses was buried. I think it's interesting that on the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, it is inscribed, quote, here rest in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God. So why did God not want to know where Moses was buried? Well, God knew the nation needed to move on. Joshua was their new leader. Canaan was their new land. It was time to move on. When it comes to Arlington National Cemetery, soldiers from every American war are buried at Arlington, beginning with the Revolutionary War. Now, Arlington Cemetery didn't come into play until the Civil War, yet there have been soldiers that were removed from where they were previously buried from the Revolutionary War and brought to Arlington. And so, Arlington National Cemetery has soldiers from every American war buried there. Now, God did not bury them like he buried Moses, but he knows where they're buried. and they will all be resurrected one day. Every one of those soldiers will be resurrected one day. Some will live forever, and some will not. Jesus talks about that in John chapter 5, beginning in verse 28. He says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good to the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." There is a common misconception that service equals salvation. If you've served in the armed forces, you're automatically saved, especially if you're killed in action. Hear me, this is a misconception that service equals salvation, because soldiers and sailors need Jesus just like everyone else. There's no exception because you served in the military. There's no exception because you died in action. You need Jesus. Jesus is the only way to be saved. But because soldiers from every American war are buried at Arlington National Cemetery, Arlington really is a microcosm of U.S. history. It's sad to admit, but most history revolves around wars and conflicts, right? When you study countries and so on. Well, if you walk through Arlington National Cemetery, it's a microcosm of U.S. history, because soldiers from every war are represented there. And so we see that Moses died. Everybody dies. We see that God buried Moses. Thirdly, I want you to notice that the nation remembered. I didn't read this, but look at verse 8 of our text. It says, "And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended." The nation remembered. They mourned Moses for 30 days. Now, they couldn't mourn him by going to visit his grave because they didn't know where that was. And while this kept Moses' grave from becoming a national shrine, Arlington has become an intentional national shrine. This sign that I see just about every other week or so, notice what it says: "Welcome to Arlington National Cemetery, our nation's most sacred shrine." And so God didn't want Moses' tomb to become a national shrine, but Arlington is an intentional national shrine. Our military dead are laid to rest here. Our military dead are respected here. Our military dead are remembered here. As I mentioned, I'm at Arlington National Cemetery about twice a month, honoring veterans with the Patriot Guard. Now, I have attended and conducted countless military funerals in various cemeteries. I never tire of witnessing the flag folding and presentation. I never tire of witnessing the 21-gun salute. I never tire of witnessing the playing of taps. But I'm here to tell you that cemeteries like Arlington, a funeral there is special. It is special. It's not like anywhere else. And that's why I encourage you to visit Arlington National Cemetery. You live so close. If you've never been, and even if you have, I encourage you to go visit. Tour it on your own, or take an organized tour, or schedule with me and I'll go with you. I never tire of Arlington National Cemetery. Let's go. But when we think about Memorial Day, this verse from Jesus comes to mind, John 15:13. Where Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus says here that love is demonstrated in sacrifice. Love is demonstrated in sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his life for our freedom from sin. And our fellow citizens have sacrificed their lives for our God-given and constitutionally protected freedoms. Now, I already know that you have received our veterans' sacrifice, because you are exercising and you are enjoying your freedoms even right now. So I know you've received our veteran sacrifice. What I don't know is, have you received Jesus' sacrifice? Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you believe that he died on the cross to pay for your sins, that he was buried and he rose again the third day? I know you've received our veteran sacrifice. I don't know if you've received Jesus' sacrifice. But remember, you're going to die one day. You're going to die one day. And you're going to be judged based on one criterion: what have you done with Jesus? And every soldier will be judged on that same criterion: what have you done with Jesus? Have you received him? Or still are you rejecting him? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Moses died. God buried him. The nation remembered. And this Memorial Day weekend, and tomorrow in particular, our nation remembers those who gave their lives so that we might be free. I have a video I want to share with you at this time, and it's called What About Arlington?